Welcome to the Sportscast, July 22nd, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Also, you can listen to us on your smart speaker. Also, visit our website, thesportscast.net, and also our app. You could download it on the Sportscast for iOS. What a week. Uniforms, helmets, retro jerseys coming back to Dallas. And, of course, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. A lot going on. And join us all the way from the warmest part of the year in Canada, Jeff Jiznak. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you. A lot going on. It is a great time to be a sports fan. Everyone goes, oh, the NFL, there's nothing going on. Ah, there's a thousand other things going on. Great time to be a sports fan.
Great time. I want to start off with the Cowboys retro jerseys. They announced it yesterday that they will be wearing them on Thanksgiving Day. This awesome. Has not been done since 2012. Jeff, are you excited? And do you have a retro jersey?
I have many jerseys. I will be adding some more to the collection. All the teams, since the NFL changed the rule, all the teams are doing this. The Jets announced today that they're going to be doing, bringing back some stuff. I think the Bengals are going with the white helmets. This is a great thing. It gets kind of boring watching. Yeah, they had color rush, which was good. You know, I love the Seahawks and their color rush. And you know what? From a marketing and business perspective, because you know I'm the marketing and business guy, I think it's great. You're going to sell a lot more merch. And speaking of merch, don't forget to get your Sportscast merch.
Right.
Subtle plug. Don't forget. And maybe they'll have retro Sportscast merch available too for those weeks. But yes, it's everything, anything. You know, sometimes the NFL doesn't make positive changes. But I think this is a great one, allowing the team, doing the customizing of the cleats, selling, and then of course donating, you know, selling, you know, auctioning those off for charity, allowing us to get the different jerseys. Because you can only, how many times can you wear the white and the blue and the orange and the green? You got to be able to mix up, you know, for when you fans are out there making your TikToks every day before the game. Right. You want to be in different. Sewing you in your same old Jets jersey, same old Tampa jersey. You want to be able to mix it up when you're making those TikToks, when you're then making a different video for Instagram Reels, when you're posting other crap on that other Meta thing that nobody uses anymore because the kids don't use that. It's only for old people. You know, you want to be able to mix it up and then throw in, you know, a little bit of Sportscats merch, too.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, exactly. Jeff, you're telling me the NFL changed their rules with uniforms, meaning they're like they're able to have an alternate, or like what's the deal with that? Because you mentioned something about NFL rules.
Well, yeah, they would do a league wide, like they did color rush, right? But then they changed, you know, they made it, you know, what was it last year? They, you know, giving the teams the options now to be able to do other things. So yes, it's a good thing. The No Fun League is trying to make it more fun. But you know, and again, they only allow the rules or certain cleats, but yes, and they have that one weekend where you can customize your cleats, right? So, you know, small changes here and there, you know, it happens.
Which you're okay with. All right. So
I love it. I love it. Anything that allows us to sell more merch. Just saying. Look at that.
Exactly. So let me pull it.
Look at that.
Stealth.
Look at that.
I like it. I think it's something that I think the Jets will appreciate. Your thoughts over this nice stealth black helmet for the Jets.
I love it. I love it. Do you have the Bengals? I think they're going all white helmet. Do you have that in your?
I will pull that up. But please describe the Jets alternate stealth black. What do you see there?
Well, you know, they're known as Gang Green, and I think if you want to go with this, I like this black. You know, this angry, this, you know, the Raiders can't just have the license on black, right? So you know what, let's just, you know, it kind of tags along with the color rush, you know, giving it something different to look at when you're watching these games for 3 hours a week. You know, you want something different to look at. I like it. I like it's dark. The Jets stands out. I like it. I like it. I hope more teams, if that, I know a lot of the teams are doing it. I can't wait till all 32 teams are doing it. Okay, it may be hard for some of the teams to go too retro, but I like it.
Yeah, so let me pull up the Bengals helmet. It is a white helmet with black stripes. I believe people were wanting the orange
fans,
stripes.
The fans have been asking for a white helmet. So I think this is a good first step. So I could see them over the years having altered it, different versions of this. Again, remember, it costs money to do this. There is a price to do this, right? So you can't do everything. There is a price to implement this for you, all your players, all your coaches, all your staff. So there's a huge investment in doing this. So it's going to take some time.
How much do you think?
And then you got to get it over to Michael Rubin. Shout out to Michael Rubin and the Fanatics team, the official licensed partner of the NFL. I know there are others. Don't at me. Well, you can at me. I know Jerry does his own thing, and I know there are some other things, but Fanatics being the official licensed partner, you know, they've got to be able to make them. They've got to be able to get the stock. So, you know, there is a lot of other, now we're still in COVID times. And so getting the material, stuff like that. See, look at that. I like that. That is a nice look.
So what we're displaying here is white helmets with the black stripes with the white uniforms, and the Bengals logo is orange.
I like it.
I wish there was more orange, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. Maybe in the future, but I think for this first iteration, I think that is nice, clean, and crisp. I like it.
I like it. Joe Burrow on it, and of course, his wide receiver. I can't think of his name right now.
Jamar Chase,
that's right. So we'll see how that goes. And let's show the Cowboys retro. Not really ecstatic about it, but this is Tony Romo, you know, wearing it back in 2012, I guess.
It is the boy, the man, the myth, the legend, Tony Romo, who I understand, according to other hosts on this network, is to blame for every Cowboy loss during his tenure, because quarterbacks get the loss. We understand that. But you know what? That's the way the jerseys were back then. They've got 50, 60 years of tradition. So I think there's lots more they can go with. But again, there is a cost. There is the poor guys and girls that have to put all this together and get the, I've been at Cowboy Stadium when the night of day before a game, and these guys are running around trying to get everything set up. So to have all sorts of different variations, you can't have a different outfit every week. So having one or two or three games, Thanksgiving, Jets are doing it. I think, correct me if I'm wrong in the chat, I think there are three games the Jets are doing. I don't remember how many the Bengals are doing. I
believe it's two. I think that the magic number that I have been hearing is two.
There you go. So one, two, uniforms. Three games, you know, depending on who they are. Yep. Thanksgiving makes sense. Thanksgiving is the biggest day in your country.
Not in Canada.
It's just a Thursday. It's really just Thursday to us. You know, ours is a month before on a Monday. You know, just saying, still a long weekend for us, but it's a bigger, Thanksgiving is a bigger deal for you guys. I understand that. So, and then, you know, everybody is watching the Thanksgiving games, right?
So, yeah, Thanksgiving games, but you don't get a day off for work, right?
I do not. I have to work.
Okay.
Just
fair
like
enough.
You work, just like you work on the second Monday in October. That's a work day for you. It's a day off for me.
That is. I did not notice. Okay. We got Madden 23 quarterback ratings that just came out, Jeff. Mm-hmm. I know this was not part of the show notes,
but
I have to tell you what was released.
Okay.
Okay, so first one is Tom Brady at 97. Aaron Rodgers at number two at 96. Mahomes at 95. Top three. What are your thoughts?
Trying to choose my words carefully.
Old man Tom Brady makes it again.
Well, that's the OVR. I didn't look at all of the other numbers. You know, I know.
Pulled up here. Josh Allen, 92.
I don't mean just the OVR number. I mean, because that's a single number, which is the culmination of all the others. You know, what do they got him at speed? What do they got him at some of the other numbers, right? That's what I look at. When I look at a Madden player and a Madden card, let me rephrase that question. And full disclosure, I do not play Madden anymore. When I used to play Madden, I wouldn't look at just the OVR. Because I would look at, again, depending on the player, depending on what I'm doing, if I have a wide receiver and if I want to do a lot of deep routes, that I want someone with a higher speed rating. He might be an 87 OVR, but if he's got a, 90 in speed, okay, I can use that, right? So that's just one number in a combination of numbers. Those are the numbers that Madden put together. Tom's been around for a long time. So, Aaron Donald just became a member of the 99 club, probably warranted. Jamar Chase was not happy with his rating. But then Tom Brady tweeted him and said, well, I wasn't even in Madden in my second year. So, it's always up to interpretation. I am going to put it this way. The rating is just a single number, that OVR. What you do with the player, if you're a good Madden player and the animations fall your way, then you'll do well. If you have a lower number and the animations fall your way, then you will do great. That is a single number. And this is the time of year that Madden is trying to promote the game. Full disclosure, I do not play Madden anymore. So there you go.
Joe Burrow at 90. Dak Prescott, 89. Mm-hmm. So that's number six for him. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Justin Herbert, yep. 88. Russell Wilson, yep. 87. Yep. Lamar Jackson, 87. Stafford, 85. Kyler Murray, 84. Deshaun Watson, 84. Derek yep. Carr, 83. And Ryan Tannehill, 83. Yep. Made it in the top rated.
Ryan Tannehill. Woo-hoo.
There you have it.
Those are your numbers. Yeah, there's your numbers.
Don't know if they're believable.
It depends on what you do with them and if the animations fall your way, then you're gonna win.
All right. Other news, we mentioned Kyle Murray agreed with the Cardinals $230 million deal. Murray actually was kind of going back and forth with the Cardinals. He removed all his Instagram posts referencing the Cardinals. He's got a deal. Mm-hmm. Is this a good one?
For him.
For sure. Him, yeah.
For him.
For the Cardinals.
For him. Yeah, it's a great deal for him. I want all of those people, and I know who you are, and I will come after you because I am a troll. All of those people who tweeted me lambasting Jerry and Dak on his deal. Dak's won playoff games. Dak's won divisions. I want all those people to come back to me. I know who you all are. I will come back at all of you because I keep a grudge. So everybody, when Dak signed his deal, now Dak's deal is looking like peanuts compared to this. At least Dak, won a couple of divisions, took his team to the playoffs, even got a couple of wins. Did win the Super Bowl since 97. Look at J-Lo's got more rings. People who tweet that nonsense.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really get up my gear. People who tweet that nonsense. Anyways, I digress. You know what? If the Cardinals want to spend that money, great. I think, and you heard it here, folks, I think something is going to change in the CBA around how they structure these deals. So there are salary caps, there are some things, but I think something is going to change. I don't know what.
That's what your gut's telling you.
But that's what my in the CBA around how they structure these deals, signing bonuses, pushing stuff to the back end. I think the CBA is going to get changed to deal with these numbers. But you know what? Shout out if the Cardinals think he is worth it, and if the Cardinals think that, and my friend My friend Eric on Facebook, longtime supporter of me and my shows, big Cardinals fan, used to live in Arizona. Nice. So big Cardinals fan. He's all excited. When you talk about these guys who sign these 1 year prove them deals, you gotta prove it. You gotta prove it. What have you done lately? Patrick Mahomes, is he worth the $500 million? Well, they've been to umpteen straight championship games. And yes, they lost the last one, because of him, because it's always the quarterback's fault, as per Aaron. So shout out to Aaron, co-host of the Sports Talk 101, who's now a Chiefs fan. He was at Chiefs Stadium yesterday. He's now a Chiefs fan, no longer a Commanders fan. He is now a Chiefs fan. He was there yesterday.
He's wearing Chiefs gear all of a sudden.
Shout out to Aaron, co-host of the Sportscast, for that. He's proved it, right? I said after, when he took over, everyone's like, oh, what about this kid? Well, I said, show it to me. Let me see what he does. Yeah, you got rid of Alex Smith. You made him he was the heir apparent. You made him. And then look what he's done. Great. Joe Burrow, okay. He got them to a Super Bowl. Again, his fault they lost. But let's see, can he repeat that? Let's just see. So right now, the body of work, in my opinion, does not warrant it. But I'm not the owner writing the checks.
You're not. And your last name is not Jones either.
Right. So I'm not the guy writing the checks. So there you go.
There you go. Speaking about the Cardinals and the NFC West, the 49ers has granted Jimmy Garoppolo's agents seek trade offers or pursue any trade propositions. The timing can't be more impeccable. Of course, his shoulder's getting healed by the day. Jeff, can Garoppolo be that last quarterback being traded to another team? I've been here in Seattle. I've been here in the Giants.
Shout out to Sports Talk 101 on Tuesdays at 10 on this network. Co-host Ray, big 49er friend. His best friend Kevin, big 49ers fan. You had no choice. If you're publicly saying Trey's your guy, you got to give them the chance. I don't think anything will happen right away until something happens in training camp, preseason, beginning of the season. If something, and I wish no ill on anybody, but if somebody goes down, somebody gets hurt, somebody tweaks a knee, and they need a veteran, and I'm just spitballing here. Let's right. say in Texas, in Houston, Davis Mills is your guy. Beautiful. But let's say he tweaks a knee. Let's say he's going to be out. Maybe you bring him in to backfill, help that quarterback room for the number two, add some depth.
For Garoppolo?
I did not say that. I said, for example, I was using that as a case, as an illustration, right? So I don't know what'll happen, but I think something will happen. Somebody will tweak a knee. Somebody will pull a hammy and be out, miss a couple of games, 3 weeks. I don't want anything catastrophic. I don't want no year-ending deal. I want something soft tissue, right? Pulling, something in a knee that might take 4 to 6 weeks to recover. So I think something will happen in training camp or one of the preseason games or even the beginning of the season. He may be there week one, and then something happened week one. Somebody goes down and you need somebody to maybe you've got a number two, but you want to have a veteran to back him up. You need to have some sort of veteran presence, somebody in that room to help the whoever happens to be. Again, just right.
Yeah.
So I don't think anything's going to happen today. I don't think anything happened. I know training camps are starting up. The Hall of Fame game is in 9 days. So something could happen. So I think something has to happen before something will happen. Right.
Jeff,
something has to go down.
predict three teams that could be a possible destination for Jimmy G. Where would you put them?
Again, nowhere. I think people, if people had wanted him, they would have probably already pulled the trigger. I think Seattle is good with Geno and Drew. So they're at least going to go into training. Again, like I said, something's going to happen, right? Maybe Geno and Drew just stink. And then Seattle's like, all right, I guess we need a guy, right? So something has to happen. They have to.
You have to see something like a manifestation, a variable. Yes. That will come correct. Up. I mean,
no one's clear. Jimmy's for sale. Jimmy, we could trade for Jimmy. All right, let's go. Because it would have happened already. Something has to happen. Whether it's the let's again. Okay, you said Seattle. So Drew and Geno, you know, just can't throw anything, right? They start throwing with their left hand. I don't know.
Right.
And they're like, all right, these aren't our two guys, right? I don't think, again, you got that whole Deshaun Watson thing. Again, they're bringing in Josh Rosen. Shout out to Josh Rosen. I have always been a Josh Rosen fan. I've liked him. He's 25 years old. And he's going to be on his sixth or seventh team. So they're bringing him in for a look-see. Again, I think if something happens if Deshaun and he's out for – now, if he's out indefinitely – okay, maybe that's a whole different. Again, like I said, something has to happen. No one is just going to wake up and go, "What? We can trade for Jimmy? All right, let's do it." Something is going to happen, right?
Not that easy.
You said the Giants. Daniel Jones goes down or gets a soft tissue issue, or I'm not talking season ending. I'm not talking career ending. I'm talking soft tissue, tweak a knee. Pull a hammy, stuff like that. He's out for a couple of weeks to rest. Groin injury, sure. One of them pectoral issues. I don't even know what that is.
Pectoral rip.
Something like that.
Crack ribs.
Whatever. So is something going to happen? No. Is an event going to happen that is then going to, facilitate them going, all right, maybe we should look at trading? Yes.
Yes, looking at it, you brought up Mr. Josh Rosen going to the Browns. Of course, the Browns are taking precautions. Baker Mayfield left, got traded to the Panthers. Are the Browns getting ready for the worst case scenario with Watson? Your thoughts?
No. And I want to shout out to all of the guys in the USFL, the United States Football League, who have signed and joined 90-man rosters for this training camp. You need some guys in your camp. The CBA and the rules around how many people can play. You know, your veterans get the day off, so you need some bodies in there. Josh is a good, solid backup. I think he could be a starter in this league. He's just gotten short end of many sticks. So no, I think they're like these USFL guys, they're bringing them in, have some bodies in camp to be able to keep doing what it is you do with a high quality caliber player to be able to go through what you need to do with all the other players. Deshaun is just one guy, right? These quarterback is just one guy. You need to be able to have guys that can still run what you want to do. Josh can run pretty much any offense. So I think it's a good move by these teams to press. Why you have 90 players at training camp, bring in these guys so you can keep running, keep running your offense when you have the veterans got to take a day off, when you have, you got to have these guys in there, play some preseason so you can try out some different things. I'm a big fan. My producer will tell you, I'm a big fan. We've talked about this on other shows, doing stuff in preseason, putting stuff on tape. So trying to get out of the sun here so you can see me better. So when teams are reviewing, especially the first couple of weeks, they're like, oh, they did that end around. Oh, they did that flea flicker. They did that. Now they have to waste time checking. You may never run that play again, but it's on tape. I'm a big fan of putting stuff on tape So you need players to do it. So are they embracing for the worst? I think they already know. I think everybody in the league knows what's happening to Deshaun. They've just not announced it publicly for various reasons. Because the teams always know stuff, right? They get the schedule before Rich Eisen produces it. Shout out to Rich Eisen, up for contract. Let's see what happens to him. Hopefully he gets paid boatloads of money and either stays with NFLN or moves to somewhere. Been a lot of moving in the broadcasting
world. Yeah, we see a lot of shifting around.
He was their first on-air talent hire. So it would be sad to see him leave. I would, he'd be a great fit on this network. Just saying.
I'm working with his agent. They're asking for a lot, but we'll see what happens. But last week, the Jersey Boys brought up that Dak Prescott play on their show, and they brought up you. And I'm going to play this clip. Are you ready?
Oh, I missed the Jersey Boys. It's not at a bad time for me.
All right. So, but it's also. But when did he get most of those? Because remember we were arguing with was Jeff the Cowboy fan? I think it's Jeff, right? I was saying to him, you better start running this ball. If you don't run this ball, you're gonna have problems. Remember?
Yeah, well, his first couple of years he ran a ball. Yeah, he was getting 1700.
I think it was 2 years ago or last year. Yeah. Whenever it was, they lit it up, right? They were running, throwing. I'm like, dude, you got Ezekiel. Elliot, what are you doing? If you don't run that ball, you're going to have problems. No, why do we got to run it? Okay, look what happened, right? So his carries had to be pre last year. Was it last year when they lit it up? Yeah, it was last year when they had them.
About 2 years ago. Right?
I think it was.
All right. So your thoughts over Victor's comments last week?
What was the question? What? I don't even know. I don't even understand what Victor was saying. But
he was saying that Prescott wasn't using Zeke to run much.
Well, Dak doesn't call the plays, for one. Two, the running back, and shout out, we all know that it's Dak's fault we lost that game. We understand that. Aaron has proven it's the quarterback's fault you lose a game. All right. So it's Dak's fault. So there are a number of factors. Maybe Dak had a running play called. And I'm not just talking that last play. I'm talking any point. Look at what the defense is giving you. Now, a couple of years ago, our offensive line, much better than it was. So now teams adjust to that. So you have to do and play way teams play you. So yes, it's great for someone to sit there and go, hey, should run the ball. And then when they don't run the ball, oh, what are they doing? Running the ball. Case in point, Seattle. Super Bowl. They had Marshawn Lynch. Last play of the game, what did they do? They threw
passed
it.
The ball.
They passed. Yeah. And what happened? Got intercepted. Now, what did they say? You got Marshawn Lynch. Why didn't you run the ball? Plays before, they stopped him. And so, and I said then, and I will say now, it was the right play. It was the right play called. Did execution fall down? Maybe, right? So you can't look at a single, you got to look at the entire thing, right? And if you dissect the entire game, you dissect the whole thing, right? Did it make sense for Seattle to run the ball when they were jamming the line? No, it made sense to run it. Was it the right passing play? Should they have done something else? Everything happens in a split second. Very easy for Victor and everybody else to sit there at home going, well, he should run the ball. They should pass the ball. They got Jamar Chase. What are they doing? What are they, why did Josh Allen call heads when he should have called tails and then they would have won the game? So it's very easy after the fact to sit there and say, they should have. But again, when I counter with various things, nobody can, they're like, oh, well, yeah. Right. So, you can't just say, oh, they got to run the ball more. You got to do what the defense gives you. Years ago, when the Dallas line was one of the top two or three lines, made sense to run the ball a lot. Right. And now the line isn't as great. They're putting more people. They're doing different things. They're doing a lot of shifts. They're doing a lot of motions. They're doing a lot of things on the defense. You have to make split-second decisions. You got to take what the defense gives you. So it's easy to say, oh, they should run the ball more. If they ran the ball 70 times, then he'd be going, why is Dallas running the ball 70 times? They should be passing more. They've got this, and they've got this. So it doesn't matter what a team does. The talking heads are going to say, well, they should have done this better. If they could, if that person, you can do it better, why aren't you there coaching?
Yeah.
Why are you not a coach in the NFL? And why are you not? Why are there only 32 guys that can do this? They're, you know, like, oh, Dak Prescott can't. There are 32 guys who can be a quarterback, starting quarterback in the NFL out of 7 billion people. Right? Yeah. So you can't look at a single play and say, oh, that is the reason. Okay, I know Aaron does. Aaron blames the quarterback for everything. Fine. We have lots of evidence to support that. And that, and every season this year, every game that is lost, I will be pointing out where the quarterback went wrong.
Sole responsibility is the quarterback.
It's completely. It is. If he's even on Josh Allen, why did they not win?
Josh Allen.
Why did they not win?
Anyways, shout out to Ron Slusher.
He's got
fan of the. He's from San Francisco too, right?
I'll be honest, I do not know where Ron resides.
Okay, well, thanks, Ron. He's a follower of ours, and thanks for coming by. All right, so packed show. We got to keep going. Jeff, your thoughts on the Major League Baseball All Star Game and the Home Run Derby? If you watched that as well,
is the sky blue? Is grass green?
Is the earth flat?
Okay. Is the earth flat? Like, come on. Did I watch the so if you go back to my live stream that I did on Monday night, I was live streaming gaming with my friends. I had the home run hitting contest open on another screen. And I kept talking about it. And most of my people in my stream were yelling at me because nobody cared. So, anyways, all I can say is baseball is in good hands with these young kids. These young kids are
like Juan Soto.
Like Juan Soto. Now, do we want to talk about what's happening with him? Like, oh my God.
Yeah, there was rumors that he wanted to fly charter or private jet to the All-Star game, and Nationals did not grant him that
they
jet.
They did not. They made him fly.
Is that a big deal? Should we dwell on that?
Well, so are you mad because he didn't accept your $400 million contract, and then you're going to do that to him? You know what? You want him, then play nice. Give him what he wants. So he stays. He's going to end up going and playing for the Yankees
because they can afford him.
And Steinbrenner's is going to, you know, that's the Steinbrenner way. It started with George. Hal's going to do the same thing. So you're like, well, he didn't want to take our contract. He wants to fly. Screw that. Well, then he's going to be like, well, then why would I sign your deal if that's the way you're going to treat me? If you're not going to treat me when I'm trying to negotiate, if you're not going to treat me nice. Right, if they had flown them, if they done, you know, the who was it? The flew their I forget who it was now. I'm drawing a blank, but they were playing whoever they were playing against. They flew the other team's player with them on their charter to the All-Star game. So he didn't. It's a competitor, different guy from a different team. But they said, hey, you're going with our guys. Come on, hop on. Right, that's how you do it. If you treat these guys with respect. Then when, you know, otherwise they're just going to go somewhere that's either, you know, grass is greener, the grass is something,
concrete jungle, you know. The Bronx, why not, well, right?
Not even that. I'm just saying they're, you know, if they had said, okay, you don't want to accept the offer, all right. Oh, you want to fly charter? Sure. We'll do this and we'll give you some extra stuff and we'll help you along. And this way, okay, then, you know. Then how about that deal now? Do you want to look how nice we were? Come on, would you like to sign it? Instead, you're just going to piss him off, and now he's never going to. He's going to tear it up, and he's going to go somewhere else, and he's going to beat you for years to come. It just doesn't make sense.
There you have it. And Jeff is predicting it again. First, it was Garoppolo to the Texans. Now Juan Soto to the Yankees.
Oh, I never said that. Although Juan Soto to the Yankees, I think there's a good shot at that.
That's a very good shot. Anyone could go to the Yankees.
If I was on one of them sports betting sites in Ontario that is now legal, congratulations. That was a choice. I would probably add that to my parlay. But that's a topic for another show on this network, sports betting.
That is. Everybody next week because we got so much sports content.
Shout out to Fox. I love their coverage of the All-Star game. I loved it. I tweeted it out.
No Joe Buck this time.
Sorry?
No Joe Buck.
Well, that's okay.
This time.
That's okay. he's moved on. I loved it when they had the Blue Jay pitcher on the mound. I tweeted this out, so if you didn't see it, go back and look at my tweets. I saw it live. He said to John Smoltz, who was in the booth, "What do you want me to throw?" And so John Smoltz tells him to throw a slider, you know, down and in. And so that's what he picked. So they're, you know, and again, this is an All-Star game. I understand that in the Pro Bowl and others, they listen in. But this, you know, is talking right to the players, you know, on the mound. And he's that good. "What do you want me to throw, John?" And Smoltz is like, "All right, throw a slider." And so that's what he did. So shout out to Fox and their additional coverage and some of that was awesome. And plus it was a Blue Jay player and being Canadian and, you know,
yeah,
Blue Jays fan, et cetera.
The only Canadian team left, right?
The only Canadian team. So shout out to, you know.
Bring back the Expos.
Bring back the Expos. Let's move them back from Washington. So anyways, I thought that was really cool.
Maybe they can afford Juan Soto then.
Yeah, maybe. I thought that was a cool moment in the All-Star game. I don't know how many people actually caught that. I tweeted it out when MLB and some other people highlighted the clip. I was trying to get the clip myself, and then I saw they had posted it. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to use their clip. It's easier than me trying to back up the TV, back up the PVR, try to record it, pull it down into the editing software, do a whole bunch of stuff. So I started to work on that. Then I saw that they did it. Obviously, they're much faster and better. They have the live feeds right into their equipment. So obviously, they can do it much better than I can. But I thought that there was a lot of cool moments in that All-Star game. Albert Pujols, putting him in the home run hitting contest, coming that close to making the finals. A lot of good moments.
A lot of special moments. And to remind the audience, the American League won 3-1 against the National League. So
ninth straight win for them.
The National League is struggling. And I will show you this cool, this interesting graph by Axios this morning that the ratings and the viewership for the All-Star games for each league has gone down. NFL down as well. Major League Baseball down. NBA slightly went up, actually, for the viewership. And NHL, look at the NHL. Way low. Under 4 million views. So,
I think the NFL is going to do away with the Pro Bowl. I think they're going to come up with something. It's not what it used to be. You know what? I think of all the four major sports leagues, the NBA is the best. They have that entire All-Star weekend. Major League Baseball, they have the batting competition. They're the home run hitting competition, which is awesome. I'd like to see them expand it into, I don't know what else they could do. And shout out to some of the players. Like, there was guys in an All-Star game throwing 100+. Like, come on, you're in an All-Star game and you're whipping it at 103.
You don't have to do that.
Like, you know, shout out to them. But I was just like watching it going 103 in an All-Star game. All right. Well, that's okay. All right. I see you. All right. Cause you can, and you got a big audience. And all right. If you play for the Brewers, and maybe you're not on national television a whole lot. All right. You want to show what you're worth. All right. Okay. I see you. But, you know, shout out to those guys doing that. That was, you know, okay. Awesome. And then,
And, you know, of course, not just, you know, throwing all that stuff is good, but also just to win more trophies and fill up your trophy case with an All-Star game trophy.
But, yeah, the NFL, nobody cares. They, you know, you and I could go out and play in the Pro Bowl in the NFL.
I have been invited.
There's no. Have you?
Yeah, but I declined.
Why do you decline? mean, dude?
It's a little too much. Giancarlo Stanton won the Major League Baseball All-Star Game 2022. Fantastic Yankee player once at it again.
He hit the home run like he had no choice. I would have probably given it to one of the pitchers,
yeah,
or maybe the entire pitching staff. I don't know. I guess if they hadn't given, if it was a shutout, then maybe I would have given it to the entire pitching staff. But you had to give it to somebody, and you know it made sense, or give it to Albert Pujols just to go off on.
Juan Soto. Anyways, this week also was the ESPYs. Typically, ESPYs is aired when there's no sports going on. Let me reflect on a few highlights of winners. NFL player, the best, Aaron Rodgers. The best game, the Chiefs versus the Bills, that playoff thriller. And the best Super Bowl championship performance, Cooper Kupp in Super Bowl. Your thoughts over the ESPYs and these NFL winners?
Well, I want to give a shout out, first of all, to Patrick Mahomes. His monologue, folks, if you've not seen Patrick Mahomes's, I'm sorry, I'm not telling what I'm talking about. Stephon from Golden State. Stephon Curry. If you did not watch his monologue, go on the YouTube and look it up. I don't know who he made some. There was a little segment they did. I don't know if you saw that, where his kids were writing the jokes. He had some really good one-liners. So if you did not watch his monologue, and then the song that they did, that was so. You know what? Shout out to the production team who put all of that together. Jay Williams came out and did the song.
Jay Wills.
He even commented on what his dad was wearing. You know what? That whole thing is pretty good. When you look at all of the nominees, you know what? Any one of them, the sidekick in the women's soccer won, that best play of the year. That was good. Yeah. You know, you're a football. I know you want to say it was the 66 yarder by Tucker. But you know what? That was, and the fact that they did the, they had all the ladies come out for that good moment. That was great to see. I love that the ESPYs had did that. It was from start to finish, there was not a bad, there was really not a bad moment in there. So it was a good show. I think they got, did they get all the winners right? You could argue if you're a baseball or a basketball fan, you could argue one over the other. I don't think
it's all subjective.
It's all subjective. It's all what you like. Again, I'm not a soccer guy, so, and especially I'm not a U.S. women's soccer guy.
You're a Canadian women's soccer guy.
That was a good play. It's a good play. Probably deserved. It was deserved to be nominated, and it got the win. Great for that. Did they get the best MMA fighter right? I could argue differently. Did they get the best NASCAR driver?
Sure.
I might argue a little differently. I think it was a great show from start to finish. Congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations to all the nominees. I think team of the year should have been the Warriors. I know Sports Talk 101 co-host Ray, very happy.
Would agree with that.
Would agree with that. But, could it have been one of the other teams? Probably. But the Warriors,
not
didn't
the Cowboys
do well the last 2 years. I think it was, it was a good show from start to finish. If you didn't watch it, at least if you didn't, it was a long show. A lot of awards. But if you didn't watch, at least go back and watch Stephon Curry's monologue. It was.
I mean, Stephon Curry.
Stephon Curry. Stephon anyways, Curry. Stephon Curry. Whatever.
Anyways, we're kind of running out of time here, but give us a quick 60-second Tour de France update. I know the championship finale is this weekend.
It's done. There's no way. After the yesterday's performance, it's over. Unless he falls off his bike and doesn't show up. I don't think. I think there's going to be a new champion this year. We're not going to have a three-peat in the Tour de France. We had one of the top guys drop out because of the COVID. You know, and for the first time in 30 years, we're going to have women's Tour de France. Yes, I did watch, and there was the virtual stuff from a couple of years ago. But it's going to be great to see the women on the bikes doing the Tour de France for the first time in 30 years. So looking forward to watching that. Stay tuned for that. Next weekend, the Grand Prix sailing is back. So if you're following me, you're going to see a ton of tweets relating to that. Phil Robertson, going to see if we can, the second and a third, let's see if we can get the first place over in Britain. Folks, there is a lot of sports. It's not just your basketball. There is a ton of sports you should be watching if you're a sports person. That's all I got to say.
Exactly.
Great time to be a sports fan. Great
soccer, basketball, Summer League wrapped up. Your thoughts?
Oh, Summer League was awesome. I like seeing some of those young kids. Yeah, some of those young kids are some of them think are gonna get a, they're not gonna be starters, but you know what? They're gonna be a seventh man on a team. They're gonna be able to come in.
You need those small players to win championships.
You do. You know, everyone talks about the starting five. You got your sixth man, but you need these other guys who can come in.
You know, Steve Kerr's, your Robert Ory's.
They got to give you some good minutes. They got to give you some good minutes, and you know, it's a long season, and they got these younger guys got to give you, you know, give you 10 minutes a game, let your stars rest, but you know, you don't fall 18 points behind. At least you stay, stay competitive. So, and then these guys are going to move to the G League. There's a G League, team, in Mississauga, the Raptor 905s. So follow them. So we'd be interested to see some of them. So let's just see.
Sports keeps going. Tour de France.
My last shout out is to JJ Watt. If nobody paid attention to this, Google JJ Watt. There was a lady who, unfortunately, her grandfather passed away and she was struggling to pay for the funeral. And so she was going to sell some JJ Watt shoes and a jersey. JJ heard about it and said, "Don't sell your stuff. We will cover the funeral costs." So shout out to JJ. You know, if what he did in Houston with the floods a few years ago, and you know, the reason he won Walter Payton Man of the Year, whether you hate him, like him, hate the Cardinals, love the Cardinals, love, you know, love whatever.
Who hates the Cardinals?
Makes no difference. Doesn't make a difference. When he steps up as a human being to help out this lady, he doesn't know this lady. He could have just ignored the tweet, but he saw the tweet, or someone in his team saw the tweet, and he said, "We will cover the funeral. Don't sell my gear." And you know what? So shout out to JJ for stepping up, for that. So I just wanted to get that last little plug in, about JJ.
JJ Watt, we have a lot of several mentions of the Cardinals today. So a lot of things going on in Arizona and, of course, and across the world of sports. But, yeah, it's been a good week. Training camp, the Raiders started this week for training camp. Next week, the rest of the teams will. So we'll definitely be looking at that, see which player plugs in, who does not make the cut, and things like that. But anyways, Jeff, the random – oh, also the Cowboys will be having their white helmets on Thanksgiving too. So I forgot about that one minor detail. All right, so the random question of the day is, what goes best with mango? And the options on our Twitter is yogurt, salad, smoothie, or cheesecake. What is your answer, Jeff?
Mango.
What goes best with mango?
The garbage pail. Sorry, I'm not a mango guy. So the garbage pail.
You can't
pail?
Find mangoes in Canada.
I'm pretty sure you can. They come. We import. We import them from. We import them from other countries. I don't think your country though. It may be like Chile or some of those.
Or Cuba or Colombia, whatever.
I think they're imported. You can get them. My dad's a big mango guy. my kids are mango people. My producer loves the mangoes. I'm not, so I'm going to go with ice cream.
Ice cream, mango ice cream. That's a fair answer. Smoothies winning at 50%, cheesecake at 33%, yogurt at 16%, and salad at 0%. So
yeah, who would put mango in it? What kind of salad? Would
you? I've seen it. I'm not a fan.
I guess if you got one of those summer salads that made by one of those fast food restaurants who is not a sponsor of the show, so we're not going to mention their name.
No, but
I guess it would be maybe one of those. Anyways.
Well, there you have it. Enjoy National Mango Day. You could also have it in oatmeal. One of my friends put mango in his oatmeal today.
I you know, in those cold Canadian winter days, I like maybe a little strawberry, a little brown sugar, a little maple syrup.
Cinnamon.
I like that in my oatmeal. I'm not sure I would put, and I do like strawberries. They're hard to get in the winter, especially here. But
anyways, Jeff, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you about is Canadian bacon thing. A true thing?
Well, not to you people, because you people think ham is Canadian bacon when it's actually pea meal bacon. But Americans always get it wrong because they're like, "Hey, we have Canadian bacon." No, that's ham. So you guys always get it wrong. I guess I need to do a TikTok about it.
You should.
I recorded a bunch of B-roll for bagged milk, so I guess I need to do a TikTok on Canadian bacon because you Americans, yes, I said it. You Americans always get it wrong.
Yeah, that could happen. Anyways, so your Twitter handle is Jeff Jeznak.
That's
on Instagram,
me.
Twitter, and TikTok, right?
It's Jeff M. Jeznak. Somebody stole it on me on the TikTok.
Jeff was a little late to the game there.
I can't get it back, so I'm working with TikTok support to get it. But
good luck with that. You can reach us at the Sportscast1 on Twitter, Instagram, and thesportscast.net. Next week, Sports Talk 101 returns. We'll see Jeff. He's touring Arrowhead Stadium apparently this week.
Apparently,
so.
He's now a Chiefs fan. So I messaged him and I said I look forward to seeing you on Sports Talk with the Mahomes jersey. So you know he could probably get a Tyreek jersey very cheap.
Very and Kansas City only place he could find.
Yeah, in Kansas City he could get one very cheap.
Well, yeah. There you have it. Get ready. Football season's coming up. The Hall of Fame game is coming up. The Premier League is coming up. The Canadian Football League probably begins this month.
We're deep in the CFL. I know you guys don't cover the CFL, but we're deep in the CFL up here. And
future NFL players. No, not really.
And former NFL players. This is where they come.
Yeah, pretty much.
but yeah, no, we're knee deep. Shout out to the Hamilton Tiger Cats, that co-host Ray's favorite team. Got their first win last week. My dad's a big fan. Sadly, my dad's 95 and it's got some mobility issues, so he doesn't want to go to a game anymore. Can't take him to a game, but I'll figure something out. Maybe I can get him on the field or something on the sidelines and he can sit in his role later or something.
Or maybe some virtual reality technology.
Maybe his eyesight isn't as great either. So
yeah. Okay.
But you know,
well, anyways,
it is what it is, but yeah. So,
Jeff on Fridays, it's becoming a regular. We'll see. One more time, it'll be a regular. Anyways, thanks for coming on to the Sports Guy, Jeff.
Don't forget to buy your merch. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to buy your merch.
Exactly. And this was your update.